A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 28th, 2016. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening.
My name is Nelson Chamisa, Vice President of the Movement for Democratic Change. The first thing is obviously the ability to register people to vote. That is our key task, number one.
One of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents says the party's focus is now the 2018 elections.
The decision to convene under a coalition or a Transform Zimbabwe will come from the membership of Transform Zimbabwe through a decision passed by the National Executive of Transform Zimbabwe.
Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in the upcoming by-elections.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe is the keeper of the traditions of the Lazenzuru people. Because ever since I started playing, ever since I was growing up, I didn't do anything else but just to do what my tradition likes.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe says a tradition plays an important part in her life and takes us down Lover's Lane on how she got her husband. As usual, we take you to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents says the party's focus is now the 2018 elections.
My name is Nelson Chamisa, vice president of the Movement for Democratic Change. The first thing is obviously the ability to register people to vote. That is our key task, number one. We are going to be moving street by street, door by door. We speak to people ear to ear, heart to heart, to make sure they understand why voting is a national obligation, why voting is not a spectator engagement. We all have to be players. We all have to be on point and on the spot. That's the first one. The second one, which is equally important, is for us to be able to go to the rural areas, convince our parents and convince our siblings in the rural areas on the importance of turning the tilt of the vote in favor of change, in favor of the victory that we want to see. We need to make sure that we galvanize the whole nation to support and make sure that we put in place that victory that is obviously going to be necessary. The third point is the rigging. You are aware that the election in Zimbabwe has always been associated with skullduggery, chicanery, and some tomfoolery on account of ZANU-PF. We want to make sure that we put a full stop to the rigging of ZANU-PF. How do we do that? We need to be organized as a people, as a young people, to neutralize the rigging. We need to go to the villages, make sure that we protect the parents in the villages. We need to go into the suburbs, protect the vote. That is the role of the young people. And this time we're not going to allow, again, ZANU-PF to get away with murder, literally and metaphorically.
That was one of the MDCT's vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, in Harare. Transform Zimbabwe, one of the opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in upcoming by-elections. President Jacob Ngarivume of the party speaks to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri on the issue.
Our party would have loved to participate in those by-elections, Jonga, but unfortunately we are too busy currently fighting for the people of Zimbabwe. We are too busy fighting in the streets for electoral reform. We are very busy fighting in the streets to ensure that we stop the coming bond notes. We are also very busy working with the rural community to ensure that we fight for a good distribution of food and agricultural input. And this is what we are very busy. We are also busy fighting against police brutality, as you can see with what is happening in the country. We are also calling on members of the military to make sure that they discharge their duties in a manner that is non-partisan. All these issues are very pertinent. For now, we don't have the time. We just have to ensure that we fight for electoral reform, we fight for those rights for the people of Zimbabwe. That is our focus at the moment.
But you are expected to contest the 2018 elections. How are you going to do it if you are not known on the ground from today?
In all those areas that you have mentioned, Jonga, we are working with structures. We are busy developing structures in those communities. And our people or the people in those constituencies, they know us from the structures and our participation in activities at those local levels. But we also feel equally that, you know, it is through that resilience and iconic challenge to the system that will ensure that the people of Zimbabwe build trust on the brand from Zimbabwe. So as long as we continue to fight, as long as we continue to fight police brutality, as long as we continue to fight against the introduction of bond notes, the people of Zimbabwe will realize the work that we are doing on the ground. If we are also fighting for electoral reform, like we did on Friday, training hands with all other Zimbabweans to come together to demand for electoral reform, we also feel that at this point in time, the attention to respect in both elections, which we feel strongly that there are certain things that need to be done, which we are fighting for, and hoping that by 2018, they will be solved.
Are you going to contest under a coalition, or are you going to stand as a Transform Zimbabwe come 2018?
The decision to contest under a coalition or a Transform Zimbabwe will come from the membership of Transform Zimbabwe through a decision passed by the National Executive of Transform Zimbabwe. So such a decision can only be reached once the National Executive has consulted the people and the decision is made.
That was Transform Zimbabwe President Jacob Ngarivume speaking to Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri in Harare.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to one full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwe news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele Monday through Friday and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by Stanley Maphosa, who works with the World Academy of Science, joining me today on the Youth Forum. Stanley, thank you so very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you so very much.
We understand your organization, along with others, recently had a science symposium in Nigeria. Tell us a little bit more about what that was about.
The science symposium was for the TAS ROSA, which is the World Academy of Science Regional Office of Sub-Saharan Africa, working in conjunction with the Nigerian Young Academy. We were gathering about 100 young scientists from all over Sub-Saharan Africa, with the aim of inputting into the Sustainable Development Goals that have recently been inaugurated by the United Nations in conjunction with the member states. So the young scientists from Sub-Saharan Africa are saying they want to participate in the implementation of these Sustainable Development Goals so that we achieve what we call inclusive growth and sustainable development.
How was Zimbabwe represented at this symposium?
Yes, there were scientists from Zimbabwe who were making presentations, but there were also representations from the Young Academy in Zimbabwe, represented by Dr. Dexter Tagwire, who is the president of the Zimbabwean Young Academy of Science.
You're also organizing a science conference that will focus on Zimbabweans in the diaspora when it comes to issues of science. Tell us more about this conference.
This meeting of the Zimbabwean diaspora scientists, we call it the Zimbabwean Science Diaspora Meeting. It shall be held on the 14th of September here in Pretoria. What we are trying to do through this particular meeting is to gather Zimbabwean scientists that are working in South Africa or living in South Africa. You will know, and all the listeners will know, that after the challenges in Zimbabwe, a lot of people left the country and they are settled in various countries, working in universities. I'm talking about scientists, some working in science council, some working in government and private sector. So we are trying to then mobilize them and bring them to a meeting where they will discuss about the future of science in Zimbabwe.
And when we talk about these challenges, how can science play a role in dealing with what Zimbabwe is facing?
Science is quite critical to the development of any particular country. You know, science brings about solutions to social problems, to problems of the natural science. Climate change is one of the major issues, immigration, you know, poverty. All these issues are scientific. So if people really apply the science knowledge from the lab and take it into the community and explain it to the community, I think we will be able to gather enough evidence from a scientific point of view to answer certain issues that are problematic in our society.
And with that, Stanley, I want to say thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum. That was Stanley Maphosa with the World Academy of Science joining me today on the Youth Forum. As you know by now, Studio 7's English broadcast ends tonight, and this will be the last Youth Forum from me, Tatenda Gumbo. But remember, we still broadcast in Shona and Ndebele, so for your latest news and segments on youth, listen to Blessing Zulu and Ntungamili Nkomo each week. It's been a pleasure, and this is Tatenda Gumbo saying good night and goodbye.
Thank you, Tatenda Gumbo. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Now we take you down Lover's Lane to hear about how Ambuya Stella Chiweshe got her husband.
Ambuya Stella Chiweshe is the keeper of the traditions of the Razizuru people. Because ever since I started playing, ever since I was growing up, I didn't do anything else but just to do what my tradition likes. Manners and gestures of the Shona people.
And some would like to know, we heard that you got yourself a handsome man in Germany. Tell us a little bit about that.
A little bit about that is that I asked Ambuya Neander to bring forward to me a man who is kind and obedient and respects my culture. A man who respects my culture. After 2 years, I saw that man. I first saw him in my dreams. I saw a man who was just wandering about in the forest. And later, he took me to that place where he was going every day. He was very sad. And Abuyane had said, this is the person who is coming to you, and he's suffering and he needs to be soothed by you. And when I saw him after 2 years, I said to myself, but he looks like the one I was shown by Abuyane. But I did not see him in Germany. I saw him in Zimbabwe. So I ignored it. Then one day, because we were always rehearsing at Sodato in Harare in Bari, so everybody went out. It was a time for break. And I stood in the middle of the stage and fixed my eyes at the entrance. And then I saw those feet that I saw in my dream. And I scanned up to see whose feet they were. And they were that guy's feet who I met in Germany. But then, straight away, I knew that he did not know why he had come to Zimbabwe. Yeah?
So I just greeted him like everybody else, and I just gave him my phone number in case he was going to wake up and know why he'd come to Zimbabwe. Yeah. But in my mind and in my thoughts, it was not for me to be his wife. No, what it was just for me to soothe him, just that. Then after 3 weeks of him being in Zimbabwe, wandering about and not knowing, I was really feeling sorry for him because I knew he did not know why he had come to Zimbabwe. Then one day he phoned, and I said, where are you phoning from? And he said, I am in town. And I said, what are you doing there? Now I was speaking like his wife. And I said, what are you doing there? He said he was in the Elizabeth Hotel. And I said, what are you doing there? And he said, I'm drinking beer. And so I asked him, so you paid a flight to come to Zimbabwe to come and drink beer in Elizabeth Hotel. Is there no beer in Germany? So he said, look, don't ask me too many questions. Just listen to why I phoned. And I said, okay, tell me. Where I'm standing now, I am with my luggage. I don't know where I'm going to sleep today. And I said, book a room at your place. And he said, no, I want to come home. And I said, okay, come home. This is how it started.
Wow, so that's a very nice love story right there.
That was Ambuya Stella Chiweshe. And now we take you to the music of Ambuya Stella Chiweshe coming out to you from Studio 7 here at the Voice of America. To recap on today's top stories, one of the newly appointed MDCT vice presidents, Nelson Chamisa, says his party's focus is now the 2018 elections. And Transform Zimbabwe, one of the other opposition parties in the country, says it will not be participating in upcoming by-elections. That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August 28th, 2016. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington. As you know, this is the last English broadcast on Studio 7. Thank you for your support, and we hope that you will continue supporting us in our Shona and Ndebele programming, which will be continuing. Have a great evening.